When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I got plenty of that. I want to talk to you.
So you pick my lock and try sneaking into my apartment. Now beat it.
Blackie, for the love of Pete, don't chase me out of here. Somebody's going to kill me.
They've been trying to do that for a long time, haven't they? Maybe this time they'll make good.
Well, this is no time for kidding. I don't want to die. You're the only one who can stop it.
Look, Jojo, it's late and I'm tired. Now, will you go to the cops?
The cops with my record?
That's what I said.
Blackie, they won't listen to me. That's why I come to you. You've got to stop him. He's going to kill me.
Who's going to kill you?
The Duke. Duke Bronson.
Look, Jojo. If this is your idea of a big joke, you can take
Blackie, this is on the square. I saw Duke Bronson an hour ago.
You saw the Duke an hour ago?
Yeah, I was walking down Main Street when I saw him. Duke didn't see me, but I know he's looking for me.
Wait a minute. You say you saw the Duke on Main Street?
That's right, Blackie. I saw him clear as day. I saw him, I tell you.
And I tell you, that's impossible.
Well, what do you
mean? Duke is safe in jail.
What?
His only problem is killing time, not killing you.
And now back to Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
Hey, Rollins.
Yes, Inspector.
Where's that lab report on Jojo Thomas?
Oh, it hasn't come up yet, Inspector.
Well, you see what's keeping him.
Yes, sir.
How long does it take those boys to identify a couple of slugs?
Good morning, Faraday.
Blackie, you're all I need.
Yes, I know that's why I'm here.
I didn't send for you.
What's the matter, Inspector? Your head's ache?
I'm going to make yours ache if you don't get out of here. I'm busy.
I know. I heard about Jojo Thomas being found in an alley. Any idea who killed him?
Not yet, genius. Blackie, any time you want to leave, go ahead. I'll understand.
But, Inspector, I just got here. I couldn't be that impolite.
Now, look, mastermind, I told you I'm busy. I don't have time to talk to you, and I don't have the inclination to look at you, so beat it.
Well, I just came to tell you who killed Jojo Thomas, that's all.
Oh, sure. Just like that.
On the level, Faraday.
On the level.
Jojo came to see me last night. Said someone was going to kill him.
Who is this someone?
Duke Bronson.
Duke Bronson is in jail. Now get out of here, Blackie. I told you I haven't got time
now, Take it easy, Faraday. Jojo said he saw Duke on Main Street last night.
You believed him.
Jojo and the Duke worked for Harry Clark's mob before Duke went to jail a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Jojo made a mistake.
Blackie, for your information, there's been no jailbreak.
What?
Nobody's been reported missing.
Faraday, remember how long it took you to finally get the goods on Duke?
A long time, but I got him.
Yeah. He was a shrewd operator, though, and he was always bragging about his connections.
His connections weren't good enough. I sent him up for 3 years.
Maybe his connections have improved.
Mm-hmm.
Think of that. Look, Faraday.
Yeah.
With a Duke, anything is possible. Even breaking out of jail without being missed.
Well, maybe. All right, go on.
Well, Why don't you call the jail and check?
You don't have to tell me what to do.
Yes, sir.
Get me the warden. Call me back.
Very simple. Duke got out of jail, and the warden's searching the grounds before he sends out an alarm.
Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Now, aren't you sorry you yelled at me when I came in?
I'll have my social secretary send you a note of apology. Blackie, up. Jam?
Hello, Inspector. This is Warden Smith.
Smitty, what kind of a jail are you running?
I don't understand, Inspector.
Duke Bronson escaped from your jail, didn't he?
Oh, just a minute.
Why wasn't I informed?
But look...
Come on, why?
Well, you see, Inspector,
never mind the alibis. When did he get out?
When did who get out?
Duke Bronson. Who do you think I'm talking about?
I know who you're talking about, but not what. Duke Bronson has been in the laundry all morning, and as a matter of fact, he happens to be in my office right now.
In your office?
Goodbye, Inspector.
And the police are following several leads, which they say may take them to the killer.
Uh-oh.
Inspector Faraday insists that the killer of Jojo Towers
will
not be at large for all.
Okay, Harry.
Or they apprehend him.
Hi, honey. I've been waiting for you. They found Jojo dead.
Yeah.
Well, don't take it so hard.
Oh, I'm all broken up, something fierce. Look, I'm crying.
Harry.
Yeah?
You weren't over to see me last night.
I had a tough day, so I decided to hit the hay early.
I called this apartment last night. There was no answer.
I must have gone out to get the papers.
I called twice. Once early and once late.
Mona, why all this cross-examination?
Nothing, Harry. No reason.
Come in.
Hey, Harry, you hear the news?
What news, Fred?
They found Jojo's body.
What?
Hi, Mona.
Oh, hello, Fred. Yeah, we just heard it over the radio.
Me too. Say, Harry, I did a pretty good job, didn't I?
Very good, Fred. Now, run along with you. I'm busy.
Well, like, but
Fred.
Yeah?
What did you do that was very good, huh?
What? Didn't you know?
No.
Well, I used to visit the Duke in jail almost every day and fill his ears about how Jojo was making time with you. And all the time, you and Harry were the ones who was making
time. Shut up, Fred.
What's the matter, Harry?
Why did you tell Duke that about Jojo?
Well, Harry here didn't like it when Jojo said he was going out on his own.
Oh.
You know Harry don't like no competition.
I said to shut up.
Glad you slapped me, Harry. Makes what I gotta do easy.
Come on, Fred.
That gun don't bother me, Harry. I'm figuring on scramming for good. And I figure you're the guy to stake me.
How do you figure that, Fred?
Well, seeing what I know about you and the Duke and Jojo, I figure it's worth 50 G's. Now, get it up. That should take me a long way.
You're right, Fred. This should take even further.
Inspector Faraday, homicide.
Am I talking to the murder department?
What? This is homicide. Who are you? What do you want?
I want to report a murder.
A murder? Whose murder?
I don't know who he is, but I live in a small house near the railroad track.
Small house?
Just a few minutes ago, I saw a man drive up in a car and dump this body near a siding.
Okay, lady, okay. Now, where is this body?
But if you were paying attention, you would have heard me tell you.
Look,
it was near a siding.
Okay, lady, what siding?
The one off Clinton Street.
What's your name?
Mrs. Marks, and I live on Clinton Street.
Thanks a lot, lady.
Now, wait, don't hang up yet.
Yeah.
Don't you want to know the license number of the car that dumped the body?
The license number of the car?
Yes.
Don't tell me you've also caught the guy who drove it.
No, but if you like, I'll try.
Don't bother. You're getting to sound more like Boston Blackie every minute.
Yeah. Well, what do you want?
You don't look like Harry Clark.
No. I'm Mona. Come on in.
Oh, of course. You're Mona Martin. Duke Bronson's girl.
Not anymore. Not since Duke's in jail.
Really?
Say, don't I know you?
I'm Boston Blackie.
Oh.
Where's Harry?
He had to go out. He had to deliver a packet. Yeah, that's right.
He had to deliver a package.
Okay, so he had to deliver a package. When do you expect him back?
Well, I don't know. Maybe a half hour, maybe 2 hours. You never know with Harry.
You're frightened, Mona. Why?
Nothing. I'm all right.
You could rent your knees out to a rumba band from Maracas. What's scaring you,
Mona? I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you know that JoJo was dead?
No. I mean, yes, sure. I heard it over the radio.
Make up your mind, will you?
I heard it over the radio. Now, I think you better get out of here.
Oh, wait for Harry.
No, you can't do that.
No? Mona, I have an idea. Harry knows something about JoJo's death.
Look, Blackie, be a good guy. Beat it, huh?
Harry, JoJo pulled out of Harry's mob, and I don't think your friend liked that.
Come on, guys. Die young, Mona.
Oh, you killed Boston Blackie, Harry.
I sure hope so. I certainly tried. Come on, let's get out of here.
Harry, I'm scared to death.
Don't be. Look at Blackie. He's shot to death.
All right, well, let's get...
That's so much more permanent.
If I get hold of Blackie, he'll break his neck. Fool to me with that warden.
Well, you're talking to me, Inspector?
But, no, Rollins.
You know, this whole thing doesn't make sense.
What?
First JoJo Thomas, now Fred Benton. You really think Harry Clark knocked off his own guys?
I'm not sure about JoJo, but some dame got Harry's license number when he dumped Fred's body near the railroad tracks.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes open. We're near the Clark hangout.
Yes. Think we'll have any trouble?
Maybe. That's why I blocked off the street and have a machine gun. You have tear gas bombs.
Yeah.
Matthews and the rest of them are following in the other car.
They're right behind us.
Good. There's a house up ahead. With Clark's car in front of it. We're in luck.
Right.
Matthews, you and your men take the back entrance. Rollins and I will go in the front.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Rollins, let's go.
Right.
Watch it. Harry Clark's the killer.
This is it, Inspector.
Okay, Rollins, stand back.
Clark! This place is surrounded. Come out with your hands up, or we come in shooting.
I don't hear anything, Inspector.
This is your last chance, Clark. Open up or we start shooting.
Not a sound, Inspector.
Stand back, Rollins. I'm going to shoot the lock off the door.
Okay.
Okay, Rollins, let's go.
All right. Look, Inspector, there's a body in the corner.
I only hope it's Harry Clark.
Here comes Matthews, I think.
Yeah.
Breaking in the back way.
He didn't come out this way, Inspector.
I know it. Here he is, on the floor.
Look, this isn't Harry Clark.
Blackie.
Oh.
Blackie, what are you doing here?
I'm relaxing. I always lie down on floors.
Looks like somebody shot him, Inspector.
Blackie, who did it?
I think it was Harry Clark.
Rollins, cover every exit from this city. I want Harry Clark.
For killing JoJo Thomas?
Yeah. I also want to find out why his aim was so bad when he shot Boston Blackie.
And now, back to Boston Blackie. Boston Blackie receives a midnight visit from JoJo Thomas, who fears for his life at the hands of Duke Brunson, who is in prison. The next morning, JoJo is found dead. The check at the jail discloses that the Duke is still in prison. Harry Clark, gangland boss, kills his stooge, Fred Benton. But Inspector Faraday discovers a trail which leads him to Clark. When Faraday and Detective Rollins arrive at Clark's hangout, they find Boston Blackie unconscious. As we return to our story, we find Harry Clark and Mona Martin at the bus terminal trying to leave town.
Next bus leaving on 7 for Riverdale, Hightown, Plainfield. Get your tickets before boarding
bus. Okay, Harry, let's get our tickets and scram out of this town.
All right, Mona. Sorry that you stopped me from seeing if I finished Blackie, though.
We needed time. We had to move fast. Come on, here's the window. Get the ticket.
Okay. Hey, buddy, give me a couple of Glenmere, one way.
You're going one way, Clark.
What?
You too, lady, to jail.
What?
Don't try anything, Clark.
Police?
Right, lady. Go.
Oh, Harry, where are we going to shoot?
Get up. What's the charge, officer?
Murder.
What murder? What are you talking about?
Cut it out, Clark. Some dame saw you drive away from the railroad tracks after you dumped Fred Benton's body. Come on, we're wasting time.
Well, that's one thing I have plenty of.
Huh?
How about wasting some more? You?
I told you not to try anything.
You leave him alone.
Stay out of this, lady. Okay, Clark. Here comes the Clark. You don't. Quiet, lady. I just cooled them off. Don't worry. We'll make things hot for them later.
Now, look, Clark, we've got you cold on the Fred Benton killing, and we know you killed Jojo Thomas.
That's more than I know, Inspector. I told you I didn't kill Jojo.
Mm-hmm.
And about Fred, you got to prove that.
Clark, I'm asking you for the last time.
Is that a promise?
Okay, Ron, let's take him away. Bring in the Martin girl, huh?
All right.
Yes, sir. Come on, Clark. Let's go.
Take your hands. There'll be a big lug on your walk. Come on.
Okay, Miss Martin, the inspector wants to talk to you.
I didn't do anything.
I'm sure you didn't. You're innocent. And here she is, Inspector.
Let's sit down, miss.
Okay.
Now, who killed Fred Benton?
Who killed him? Why, Harry Clark, of course.
Miss Martin, that's all I wanted to hear you say. Blackie, with that crease in your skull, you should be in bed.
And leave you alone with a couple of unsolved murders?
I got news for you. We've solved them.
Oh, so you finally got the goods on the Duke, huh?
What are you talking about, Duke?
Well,
this Mona Martin admits she saw Clark kill Fred Benton.
Yeah.
Rollins is trying now to get a confession from him on this Jojo killing.
And that's where I'm going to help you.
No, you don't, Blackie. Now get out of my office. Go on, beat it.
What's bothering you?
I still haven't forgotten how you mixed me up with the warden. Now stay out of my head, genius.
Look, Faraday, what about Jojo claiming to see Duke Bronson walking the streets the night that he was killed?
Ah, Blackie, don't start that again. You know the Duke's in jail.
Faraday, you're a great disappointment to me.
Okay, so I'm a disappointment to you. You're a pain in the neck to me.
Just because you have one murder handed to you on a silver platter, you suddenly think you can solve them all.
Yeah, and with you out of the way, I can solve them quicker. Now get out of my office.
Faraday, you're a big, fat-headed cop.
And
you wouldn't know how to solve a murder if you saw it happen right in front of your own nose.
Blackie, you can't talk to me that way.
But I am, and I have lots more to say,
Not in my office. Now, get out of here.
So you want to play rough, huh? Well, maybe this will knock some sense into you. Come here.
Yes, Rollins!
Crazy loon.
Rollins!
Well, you need help, do you?
Well, what's happening?
Well, just stand there, Rollins. Grab Blackie.
Yeah, no, he's
all right. I got him.
Okay, Blackie, you wanted to play. I'm going to give you a nice play pen.
Yeah?
Take him down to jail, Rollins.
Really?
Maybe a couple of days there will make him less playful.
Blackie, what made you do such a fool thing as sock the inspector?
I didn't sock him, Rollins. He backed into me.
Okay, Blackie, if that's the way you want it. Here's the warden's office. Yes? I'm Detective Rollins. Warden's expecting us. Go right in.
Oh, come in, Rollins.
Hello, Warden.
You know Boston Blackie?
Of course. Blackie, what is this I hear?
Well, Faraday hit me with his head, and I almost fractured my hand.
Okay, Blackie. Rollins, what does the inspector want us to do with him?
Keep him here for a couple of days till he can tie the loose ends of a couple of murders together.
Rollins, if I have to wait here for Faraday to wind up this case, I'll be here for life.
Sorry, Blackie. That's the inspector's orders. So long, Warden.
Goodbye.
So long, Blackie.
So long. Now, you're not going to give me any trouble, are you, Blackie?
Of course not.
You can go wherever you please. Inside the walls.
Is that a deal?
It's a deal. Which way to the prison laundry? Car to five. Turn right to see. You can't miss it. What are you going to do in the laundry? Maybe I can take the starch out of a killer.
Hey, put some more steam in that boiler. How do you expect the warden to get his shirt cleaned? Come on, Dick, hurry it up.
Hello, Duke.
What? Well, if it isn't the great big hero, Boston Blackie. Some more steam, kids. More.
Pretty soft, Duke. Pretty soft.
Yeah, that's right. I'm the laundry checker in his jail.
go around telling everybody else what to do. After all, I got a reputation. Never worked a day in my life. Never will. Hey, what are you doing here? I'm finally getting wise to you?
No, just staying long enough to say hello. Say, Duke, I heard a couple of your friends died kind of suddenly.
All my friends died suddenly. Occupational disease. Who are they this time?
One of them's a very special friend, Jojo Thomas. You don't seem very surprised, Duke.
Why should I be surprised?
I think you might have killed Jojo.
I can't. Oh, Blackie, now you're the one who's funny. Now, remember, this ain't exactly a country club. There's certain restrictions, like coming and going when you please. Huh?
Well, for a guy with connections like you, have anything.
Sure. I just say, Warden, give me my limousine. I'm going into town to shoot a pal. Oh, Blackie.
Okay, so I'm just asking questions.
Why did you talk to Harry Clark?
He's in the jail somewhere. The cops are asking him some questions right now.
And they should be coming up with the right answers.
Such as?
How come Jojo quit working for him and decided to go out on his own?
Thanks, sir.
You shaking hands with me?
Sure, why not?
Okay, there.
Hey, Duke.
Yes, Warden.
You got a job to do? Do it.
Yes, sir.
See you around, Blackie.
Right.
Hey, Louie, watch that mangler. We'll be wearing rags instead of uniform.
Now, Blackie, I don't want you upsetting the routine of this jail. You're only in here for a couple of days.
I know, Warden, but I'd like to ask you a favor.
What kind of a favor?
Well, here's what I'd like you to do.
Inspector Faraday, wake up.
Oh? Who's there?
Ah, don't put that light on.
Who are you?
Harry Clark.
Hey, what is this? Clark is in jail for killing Jojo Thomas.
No jail can hold me.
No?
Now, don't move.
What?
I can see you in the dark. Now, keep still and listen to what I gotta say.
How'd you break out?
Shut up and listen.
You don't get away with this, Clark.
I said to keep quiet. I came to tell you for the last time I didn't kill Jojo Thomas.
Hello? This is Warden Smith.
Smitty, what kind of a jail are you running?
Huh? What? Who is this?
Inspector Faraday. I called to tell you that one of your prisoners escaped.
Oh, Inspector, not again.
Yeah,
what is this, a gag?
This is no gag.
What?
Harry Clark just broke into my apartment and got away.
That's ridiculous, Inspector. Harry Clark was in my office not 2 minutes ago. Yeah, what is it?
Inspector Faraday's out here.
Well, send him in. Oh, good morning, Inspector.
Now, look, Smitty, there's something very fishy about your whole setup in this jail.
I don't understand.
Get Duke Brunton and Harry Clark in here. I want to talk to them together.
What about Blackie?
You might as well get him in here, too. He can't mess this up any worse than it is.
Okay, fellas, come on in. You, Clark, sit over there. Duke, over near the window. And Blackie?
I'll just stand, Warden. Hello, Faraday.
Don't you talk to me.
What?
Hello, Clark. I want to know how you did it.
I told you, I didn't kill Jojo Thomas.
I'm not talking about that. I want to know how you got out of your cell last night into my apartment, back into your cell within 5 minutes.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
That wasn't Clark, Faraday. That was me.
I don't believe you, Blackie.
I'm telling you, for the last time, I didn't kill Jojo Thomas.
But how could you...
How did I get out?
Yeah.
With the warden's permission. I slept in Duke's cell last night.
So that's why I was moved.
That's right, Duke.
Yeah, but what for?
And I found the tunnel. The tunnel you climbed through the night you killed Jojo Thomas.
You're crazy!
What tunnel?
The tunnel from under his bed to the outside of the prison wall. He had it hidden, but I knew it must be there, so I found it.
A tunnel to the outside of the wall?
Right, Warden.
But how did he dig it, Blackie?
With some of the equipment he stole from the laundry room. Isn't that right, Duke?
Oh, sure.
Don't clown with me. When I shook hands with you in the laundry room, your hands had calluses on them.
So what?
You always said you never did an honest day's work in your life. So you must have gotten those calluses digging that tunnel.
Don't be a doll, Blackie. I only had a couple of months to serve. Why should I break out?
Harry can tell us that, can't you, Harry?
Sure. He killed Jojo, just like you said, Blackie.
Let me get the guy out of here, you...
Like I've got to step in here. Duke's never a purpose Duke's to me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Faraday, here you are.
Yeah, here I am.
Duke got out just like I said he did. And got back so he'd have a perfect alibi. He was in jail when JoJo was murdered. I suspected all this. That's why I practically made you put me in jail.
Why did you show up at my place last night?
To prove how Duke could get in and out of his cell, of course. Okay, Harry, it's your turn now.
Yeah, let's hear.
Tell me why Duke left his cell to kill JoJo when he only had a couple of months to go.
I had Fred Benton come to see him and needle him about JoJo and Duke's girl, Mona.
I thought so.
Duke couldn't take it. He had to get JoJo. That's what I wanted him to do.
Because JoJo walked out on the mob, huh?
Sure. Then Fred Benton tried to blackmail me, and I let him have it. Mona told you that, didn't she?
Yeah, that's right. Well, Warden, I won't bother you anymore.
Good.
I guess we did a good day's work, you and I.
I guess we did.
Forget about me, of course, Inspector.
Yeah, Blackie, I'm going to do just that. In fact, that's the best part of this good day's work.
Can I help you, please?
You certainly can. You have something I desire very much.
For the young lady?
Hardly.
Well, just what is it you had in mind?
That watch hanging in your jeweler's cage.
Oh, I'm sorry. That watch belongs to someone besides being repaired.
Will you stop the chatter?
Now, if you'll step to this counter, I have the finest...
Look, mister, you're wasting your time. When Philip says he wants something, he wants it.
But you don't understand. That watch doesn't belong to me. I can't sell it.
I don't want to buy it.
But I thought you said... God.
That's correct.
No.
Get the watch, Cora.
Yes, Philip.
But I don't understand. If this is a holdup, there are diamond bracelets, those gold rings, there's star sapphires. But that watch, why do you want it?
Didn't you hear what the lady said? When I want something, I want it, and I want that wristwatch.
Here it is, Philip.
Thank you, Cora.
This is ridiculous. There's no reason for you to take a second-hand watch. I can't possibly...
There was apparently no reason for my killing him either, Cora. But I did it.